be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're finishing tomorrow this annual, almost 3-week course that the Lord gives us on the Sermon on the Mount, which is about how he lives and how he wants us to live. And so he starts to summarize what the real applications are. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, as we know, he's been contrasting his way versus other ways. "Unless our holiness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, we won't enter into the kingdom of God." And so he contrasts their version of righteousness versus his. He tells us that we've got to go beyond the most virtuous pagans who love those who love them and do good to those who are good to them. He says that we even have to get beyond the law of Moses. It's not enough merely not to commit adultery in the flesh. We can't commit it in the heart. It's not enough not to murder. We can't hate. Jesus was preaching a particular type of message, and he wanted us to be alert that there are other messages out there. And they might seem to be coming from God, but that we have to have careful discernment. And so today, as he begins his summary, he says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the sheep's mantle of a prophet." That's the way that the prophets were always distinguished in the Holy Land, by their clothing. On the outside, they seem totally like a prophet, but underneath are wolves. And not just wolves, but ravenous wolves, seeking somehow to acquire rather than to give. Jesus gives that great principle of discernment: by their fruits you will know them. But we've got to draw close, and in a sense we've got to notice what that fruit is, because Jesus gives the example: do people pick grapes from thorn bushes? In the Holy Land there's a particular type of thorn bush that gives a fruit that resembles at first very much like grapes, so you have to examine carefully to make sure that it's not a grape. Likewise, from a distance, there is a thistle bush that seems to produce something that looks like figs, but it's not figs. But you got to look carefully. So Jesus is encouraging us to make those types of careful examinations when people come on in. And then he gives us the true principle of discernment: every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit, and it can't go vice versa. If you examine long enough, you'll be able to see what the root and the fruit are. And we know the root by the fruit. Today, as we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher, we recognize that in the England of their day, there was a lot of sheep's clothing being worn, but not that much of the root and the fruit that was totally attached to the Lord, particularly and most scandalously and sadly in the clergy. St. John Fisher was the only bishop who remained faithful when the king was trying to bring them into schism and apostasy. St. Thomas More, while so many of his friends and colleagues with whom he had worked over the course of time were all taking both of the oaths that a Catholic in good conscience couldn't take, he refused, even though it meant separation from his family, even though it meant losing most of his possessions, even though it meant his own martyrdom. He bore fruit in bad season because he had his roots always in the living water of Christ flowing within. When we look at their lives, we see tremendous fruitfulness even in the midst of extraordinary difficulty. At the beginning of this Mass, we prayed that following their example, our lives might give witness to the truth that we profess with our lips. Their lives did. It's an extraordinary example for us. To bear good fruit, we need to be grounded in the word of the Lord. Today's first reading, we see what happened after the Assyrian invasion. There was a recognition on the part of the Jews, the one tribe that had not been devastated, that the reason why all the others had been and they were at the brink was because their fathers had disobeyed the Lord. They continued to mouth the words of God, but they just weren't living it. And so they rediscovered the book of the law and they had it read aloud. And the king made a covenant based on that. And all the people with him stood as participants in that covenant. And essentially they kept that covenant for another 130 years. But eventually, because they didn't keep nourishing the soil of that vineyard that the Lord had planted there in the house of Israel, Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians would come. That this root and fruit is a thing not just of the past, but of every generation. And in a similar way to the way that the Jews needed to pass down, as of the first importance, what that fidelity is. So in our own individual lives, we just can't go on the fidelity of the past. It's a thing in which we are constantly rectifying the intention, constantly rerooting ourselves in the Lord, constantly allowing Him to bear fruit through us as the vine does through the branches. This is the gift of the Christian life. And that's why when we pray in the psalm, teach me the way of your decrees, O Lord, so that I may exactly observe them, is the principle for us to put into practice what the Lord has been teaching us over these last few weeks. As we begin this period of prayer prior to the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, we likewise remember the fact that each of them in their own lives had sinned, but each came back and each made up for lost time with how committed they were to reattaching themselves to the vine, so that even in the midst of tremendous travail, the fruitfulness of the Christian life would continue to nourish the world. So we ask the two of them, as well as the two saints we celebrate today, to intercede for us, that we might remain in Christ as Christ remains in us. As we prayed in that Alleluia verse, whoever remains in Christ will bear much fruit. So let us receive the Lord, attach ourselves anew, and allow His fruit to come, so that others in discerning our fruit might come to its root. Praise be Jesus Christ.